Hello, everybody, and welcome to MTG Talk. I'm Snick.
And I'm the Great Saul.
And we're here to talk about things magic-y.
Yay!
Okay. So, what did we both miss? Because, see, the weekend and game day usually, and holidays, and...
If you're asking me that seriously, I have no idea, actually.
Oh.
Is it Poem Cat? Did we miss Poem Cat?
Oh. Yeah, we missed Pro Tour Poem.
Oh, Poem Cat, got it.
Yeah. I was under the impression it was on Winnie Game Day.
Oh, okay.
And then
it just seems like a really...
What?
Pro Tour to be on the same day.
It usually is.
Alright. It just seems counterintuitive, because, you know, people don't get enough time to net deck, as usual.
And maybe to make the format actually diverse.
Yeah, yeah.
For a short little while. Until people show up to Sunday game days and watch day one of Pro Deck.
I got my Pro Deck. I'm ready.
Alrighty. So we should probably talk about that stuff. And load. Okay. So, we had Mono Black Zombies. And Marvelous Teemer. We had Green Black Energy. Another Marvelous Teemer. A Marvelous.
Oh, and guess what's the last one?
And then we have Mono Black Zombies and Orzhov Zombies.
All I'm seeing is a lot of zombies and an excessive amount, an odd amount of Teemer.
I feel like I sounded like a broken. I was not excited about that.
Actually, I'm kind of surprised that Marvelous Vehicles didn't. Did Marvelous Teemer finally end up to be the cure against it?
I guess so. I guess that's what the pros are. Let's see what the best decks were. Orzhov Zombies hit 27 points, and apparently Mono Black Zombies is not the best zombies.
It's gotta be the green, the white black. So.
Yeah. But... And the 25 points we had Marvelous Teemer, Marvelous Sultai, Marty Vehicles. There we go.
Marty Vehicles. That's the fifth spot, right?
Yeah. The two things we have to remember that the Pro Tour is a multi-format tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you do three rounds of draft.
Oh, okay.
And then you do standard after that for the rest of the day.
All right.
And then the next, if you make day two,
yeah,
and standard. And then day three is you got stupid lucky and you're in the top eight.
Shows me how much I know of Pro Tour.
But also you have to look 25 points Marvelous Teemer, and then look at all these 24 points.
It's a lot.
It was just a standard tournament. Any of these could be in top 8, right?
Yeah, it's essentially rating a game. It's just here are all the games within the range of 8 and 9 that everyone plays, but the very few that are actually in 10, and then anything below that is just, you don't play it.
Yeah. Jund Gods.
Jund Gods. Oh, that actually sounds fun. Cartouches in there?
Cartouches in there. We'll see what happens when the decklist looks.
But there are some good gods, actually.
Yeah. So we had...
There's plenty of mana fixing.
Yeah. Not the best I've seen. And Shocklands and Buddylands. But... So we got Bristling Hydra, Glorybringer.
Well, that's the first time we've seen that.
Yeah.
Glorybringer. He's the exert, and what he do?
He does the damage to non-dragon creatures.
Oh, right.
4 damage when you exert. Flying Haze.
You know, that's actually not bad. That's an instant board wipe with a body on it.
Is it each?
Is it each?
No.
It's just a target on dragon creature. So a glory bringer cannot bring the glory to another weird standstill.
I remember this card had so much hype for it.
Oh yeah, the elephant?
Yeah, Greenfield Rampager.
Yeah.
It was so hyped, it was $20 on the release. And now it's a $2 card.
Yeah, you throw down the attune to the ether, and then you hopefully smack an elephant right in.
Yeah, the part.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually turn 3 or 4, you get a 3-4.
Yeah, and basically that's what it's all we're going to do anyways, but... And then who are the gods? We got... Ooh, Hazoret. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, it's Jund.
Fair enough.
Long Test Hub.
And that's why the elephant's likely in there, is because Ronus...
Yeah.
So, Ronus activates when another creature with
power... It wouldn't have the rate power, because the Rampager is 3-4.
Oh, yeah. So I'm guessing it has to be everything but that.
Scruffy, Scrounger.
And the Voltaic Crawler. I'm lacking, where the Jund is.
June.
Right now this is red green. Or just
Unlicensed Disintegration.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that everyone's been raving over that. I've never tried.
It was in the Grixis Control deck when I first, during the Kaladesh Standard.
Oh.
And it sort of disappeared because nobody's a black-red.
Yeah.
But if you're playing black-red, you should. Heart of Carriage, again! This isn't even a vehicle's list! And Heart of Karen is there!
There's not even a Planeswalker, is there? Yeah, there's...
Omnixilis.
Oh, okay.
In the sideboard, we got Nissa and Omnixilis.
Alright. Yeah, it's not really a main force strategy, it's kind of funny.
Oh, so... If we side in the Council Flagship in the sideboard, does that make this Gen Vehicles?
I would say... Yeah, I would say so. It's part of the 75. It's Gen Vehicles. Just
but here, here. This is the best part, though. When you got a Heart of Kieran out,
yeah,
your gods can crew, because it's not they're not creature unless they can crew still, even though they're not able to attack.
That's actually kind of cool.
I also would like to imagine, like, a god, like, inside a vehicle with its, like, hands hanging down. Just
yeah, it's like seeing a grown man on a like, a tricycle.
Yeah. Just
like, it works surprisingly, but
it's like when you put a gear hulk into a kill.
Yeah, it's like these two things are not meant to go together. But I must admit, is Heart of Kieran going to be the new Smuggler Cop?
It already is.
Is it? Oh yeah, I guess it is. It did replace Smuggler's Copter.
Yeah, and it also the only thing is Flash. It wasn't cheap enough. Right, like its cost was a little skewed. Like, the casting cost was fine. It was that crew cost. Because with the crew one on the copter, Flash to be able to keep it going, it only had a one, so their three-man inspector would curve. The three makes it rough. What's his name? Spell color was only a 2-3, so it couldn't even crew.
Yeah.
So that's why I think Flash is because Heart of Karen cost was too expensive
for attack. This is by far the most unique standard deck I've seen.
No, I thought Marvel was the most unique standard deck. I heard it was only like 1% of the meta.
No.
I don't know why it's doing so.
Well, you outpace your opponent and just slam down a big guy, take another card.
Question for you.
Alright.
Marvelous Teamer. Because Marvel's going to be around forever in Standard. It's not rotating at the next rotation. What card would you ban out of the deck? I'll pull up a deck list, and you can take a look. And because if this continues, they're going to have to do something, right?
Yeah, because it will likely take...
So we got Aether Hub, Tyrannical Sanctum, Five Forest Island, Slumbering Fellows Mountain, Shrine of Forsaken Gods, Spire Bluff Canal... We got the Rogue Refiner, a Torrential Gear Help, 3 Illamog.
The Warlord Vertuzio.
Vertuzio, what's that one?
That's the Is It Colored guy who creates little...
Copters?
Copters, yeah, for 3.
Okay.
It's kind of actually funny to see this deck. So either it dumps a bunch of stuff into the Whirler, or it just dumps it into the Aetherworks. I'm just looking at this list, and I'm actually unsure what to remove from it.
I'm calling Illamog.
Yeah, it has to be one of the Eldrazi, because the whole reason the deck is there to function is to slam down that Eldrazi.
Yeah, then it just becomes, it's like when we took Pod away.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can take Aether.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh wait, all the Aetherwork decks don't work.
Like, let's look at it, Delirium was allowed to stick around.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't get Emrakul.
Yeah.
So if you do the same thing with Illamog, just like, oh, it's too powerful to of an effect off the... You can still have that value Marvel deck.
Yeah.
Without...
Because you can Torrential Gear Hulk regardless. Like, just go up on that. Make it more of a control list. Perhaps even take extra turns if you want.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it won't be as oppressive with the Illamog being there. Because the Illamog basically shuts you out of the game with the beast.
And it's a big
even
guy.
If they just replaced it with Kozilek.
Yeah.
It's not going to do the same thing. Because this guy comes in and he, like, exiles what? Exiles two target permanents.
So that hits the land base, that hits everything.
Mm-hmm. And then when it attacks, it exiles the top 20 cards.
Yeah, so it just knows that holds.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's like, so even if you're able to chump off this, you're dead anyway.
Yeah, so it would be the Illamog.
I would call it Illamog. I know people who have been calling Aether.
I don't think Aetherworks is worthy. Just let's look at some of the other ones. Let's check Sultai as well. Doubt. I'm guessing it's going to have the Ulamog. Yep, yep. Also assume Ulamog. So yeah, it's not taking out the...
Everything's rotating around this, creating a bunch of energy, and...
Yeah. I'm actually, isn't the set actually going to be rotating out come the next one?
What, the battle?
Yeah, battle.
So, yes.
Yeah, so it'll be in the meta for a little while. I don't think they're going to have to even call a ban.
But we still have one set, and then yeah. September, so we have...
Oh, okay.
So we have the summer, the whole summer, and all of September into the beginning of October.
Yeah,
that's a long time with happening all as quick.
Fair enough.
People will get bored.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to play Magic Online for a day, right?
So it seems like either...
So it's not just, like, every FNM. It's not just the FNM. It's, like, everything.
Yeah.
And nobody will be tuning into the GP if all the Marvel deck. If they... Marvel and Zombies, if that's all that's going on.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want to watch that GP on the... So they'll lose...
Something exciting.
...viewership there.
Fair enough.
I do think they do care about that.
Yeah, naturally.
Because I know... There's, like, you, like, I know at least YouTube, when you watch it on there, for that.
Yeah.
There's about people who...
It's definitely started, like, Wizards is definitely starting to really look into trying to see if they can get more of an audience nowadays. Especially, I'm guessing, because Stone's really starting to really beat into that. It's really accessible, unlike Magic, so...
Well, they lost Kibler!
Oh, yeah, that too. They lost Kibler. I completely forgot about that. Kibler, your trainer. My favorite green-white player.
I thought he was green red.
Is he? I thought it was green white.
I'm pretty sure he plays a lot of green red.
Gotta fact check this.
Fact check?
Yeah. Favorite deck. I thought he was the guy who always
plays green. I thought he was just like a stompy.
Might just be in green in general, but.
Yeah.
Green white aggro. Yeah, green white. But at least the card flicking's gone. Oh god, the card flicking. He'll never get out of my sleep. My dreams. Because he's famous for his card flicking.
I thought he was famous for that smile.
Actually, don't even know how.
Wow, you don't know what he looks like?
I've only heard the name. I've only heard the rumors. Well, maybe I do. I do know. I just might have forgotten. Oh, geez, that smile. Yeah. that's quite a moniker.
Yeah.
All right. But it seems like I. Regarding standard, Marty, yeah, getting back to topic, I'm still down there, Nate. So we're doing a podcast right now, not even my podcast. So, Marty Vehicles, was that an aggro deck or control aggro? Okay, so basically, it seems like standard, what it's turning into, as before, is either you have combo or you have aggro. You beat it. Or you lose to, like, you beat it within the first few turns, or you lose it within, like, the late game. That's what it seems to be turning into each week.
Archangel, Obsidian, Gideon, yeah. You got Fatal Push, Obsidian Integration, and Cut to Ribbons.
That's interesting.
Oh, it's the Aftermath. You just make them lose X life.
Yes.
After they manage to deal with you, you go, okay, resins.
Not bad. That's actually a really nice rule card. 4 damage to creature and then Aftermath. That's actually really nice. I want to see if the card being played in more decks. I remember, like, originally when the waters were still murky after the copycat ban, a lot of people were playing Rakdos. Good old black-red. And I'm surprised I didn't see that being played.
I think the pros were trying to stay away.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, when they're doing all that, like, everybody's going to be playing
that deck.
That deck.
We're going to find the answer. Turns out it's a control list. Or a combo.
Yeah. Well, they took away the only control deck.
Yeah, which is...
When they did that.
Yeah.
To be fair, the meta had, like, they had Marvelous Energy, like, that as combo. Technically, Cat was a combo, but it was in a control shell.
Yeah, it was like Splinter Twin.
And then you had the vehicles with aggro, so you did have something for everyone.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, do you want to play combo? Do you want to play aggro? Are you sure?
Or do you want to play... Oh, here's my solution to the meta. Nothing but artifact destruction. And then a really big burn spell at the end. Sound nowhere. Valve. You got him.
Oh, you know what card they should ban?
What?
You know, if they're banning things that are in every deck? Fatal Push.
Well, actually, talking about Fatal Push, we should talk about the new promos.
Okay.
So I think we've already squeezed this one dry.
Okay. Load.
Oh, it's just slow. We can see the cards. We might as well talk about the ones we actually know, and then we get back to the reverse engineer.
So we have Fatal Push, and I believe that one's the September promo.
All right.
For F&M. I think it goes in order here.
Yeah. I completely neglected this. Is that a dash in the middle?
What?
Of the July and September.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. It's hard with the background for...
We still got all the graves and tombs back there, even though we're not going in.
We've been out of that for a while. Rotate out already.
Yeah, so, we're in reverse engine, which costs 5. It is improvised. It's a sorcery.
Yeah.
It says draw 3 cards.
That's alright. Just not a lot of artifacts, but...
This one's one of your favorites.
Yeah, Renegade Rallier. He is a 3 mana, green, white, 1 colorless, and he has revolt. So whenever a creature or permanent dies this turn, you get to bring back something that has 2 CMC or less back onto the battlefield. 3-2.
And then we all should know what Push does.
It fairly pushes.
I just want the actual. Destroy target creature. If its converted mana cost is 2 or less, has revolt and says destroy the creature if its converted mana cost is 4 or less. They're really pushing those new mechanics on there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Revolt has turned out to be a great mechanic for modern. A lot of fun decks that come out. But what I'm wondering is, but like...
They're made for standard.
Yeah, they're made for standard, but, you know, sometimes Wizards like, oh yeah, we didn't intend this to be a modern.
Yeah.
After all, one turn. But this time around, it worked.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, for the art for Fatal Push, I'm looking at it. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I'm guessing that a Vedalken's being pushed out a window and then just falling onto some gears. So, yeah.
Well, while we're on the thing of spoilers, I kind of want a set that's coming.
Ogenic? What's that?
It's called Iconic Masters.
Well, isn't that iconic? I can't make a joke about that. It's terrible. Just go ahead.
We just had Modern Math.
And my wallet is bleeding dry.
Yeah.
I wish I could get Aether Vial.
This is going to come out right after a set, right before a rotation in the timeline that I'm sitting here. I don't actually know the release date, but I know it's this year.
Yeah, it's going to be this
year. If it's November, that's right around the holidays, and it's, it's right after the rotation, so nobody's going to buy it. And what are you going to put in Iconic Masters? You might as well just make another,
just
Eternal Masters while you're at it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just too much, because packs we know are going to be $10, MSRP American, we're from Canada, so we have to pay almost $20 per pack.
And don't forget about the extra 13% tax on top of that, because we live in Canada.
But I can break my arm and I'll be...
Yeah, Canada. But,
Have a Disney prince for Prime Minister, though.
Oh, fair
we
enough.
We have that going.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. Yeah. He's keeping the world pacified by his good, charming good looks. Prime Minister Centerfold.
He's not doing much else. He's just smiling and waving. But.
Yeah. It's hard to hate the guy. But, regretting...
As soon as you start seeing something bad, he smiles and waves at you anyway.
It's like, ah.
Oh.
So, to talk about Iconic Masters, two iconic cards I believe should be in the set is Tibble, the Fiend-Blooded, because he's iconically the shittiest card ever printed, or Planeswalker, and Stormcrow.
No swear talk.
Oh, apologies.
No swearing! I don't edit either! Oh, making more work for me.
Just leave it out. Come
I
on.
Just truncate silence the post.
Truncate silence.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's A-OK for television, so.
I'll still have to mark it as explicit.
Alright.
I'll have one word. So.
You know, now I feel like.
Show titles, one more Celt sword.
I feel like it's time to just go through all of them just to make sure that there's no swearing involved.
Anything that would make a show G-rated, we're good.
Yeah, time to check the ESRB, etc.
Now the question is, which G? Like 90s G-rated or 2017 G-rated? Because Goonies was G.
Really?
Yeah, and
Jesus.
And then I work at a retail store, not to say which, but when it goes to the register,
yeah.
Now it's asking if they're 18. It was like G or PG when it came out,
and
now it's like, are you 18? Are you able to buy it?
The Goonies.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty horrifying.
I remember watching the Goonies when I was like 10 or 11. Yeah. It's just...
what has happened to this world?
even younger than that. It's just like... It's like, are we going to start like doing a Pinocchio with all the slave labor and stuff too?
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, Iconic Masters.
Yeah, Iconic Masters. As I said, Stormcrow, Temple of the Fiend-Blooded. That's what I want to see.
You know what I want to see?
What?
I want to see them use this to abolish the reserve list.
That'd
and
be iconic.
Print all the stuff on the reserved list.
Yeah, that'd be... It's like, haha, take that second.
Like, you just get all the Power 9, all the duels.
That'd be pretty amazing.
That's one that would be cool, because nobody'd see it coming.
Yeah, it's like, everyone thought
they're
going to
put the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like things that warped metas.
Yeah. I thought this was going to end up being more like a From the Vault. It's like, oh, it's From the Vault, the set. Honestly, yeah, drafting stuff like Conspiracy would have been fun again, but...
I get, well, Conspiracy is still sitting on shelves, so that's the problem, is stores are probably complaining that Conspiracy isn't selling.
Yeah.
It sells for that first week, and then after that they're stuck with all this product.
Yeah.
It's like the only time it comes off is this half.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem with a draft heavy, just designed to be your draft format.
It only has, like, a few good pieces.
But, like, come on, you could have done another Unset instead of an Iconic Masters.
What if this is an Unset?
And they're not telling us?
Yeah. Maybe the Iconic Masters is actually its working title?
Yeah, and maybe it's called Unconic Masters.
Yeah. The cards that weren't as iconic as we thought they were. Like, Moss Beast.
Tybalt.
Stormcrow. And,
Stormcrow, and they'll throw in one Storm card in the whole set.
Yeah.
Just so that you can draft Stormcrow to use Stormcrow as Storm counters.
That'd be beautiful. Flying Man. In the...
No, we'll do something like ridiculous, like some really terrible card too.
I don't even know old cards, so.
Where they'll do like some weird effect where it's, Storm.
Breaking all of the storm.
Poke your opponent or something.
Oh.
Right? And so you do like Storm of 20. Like, poke, poke, poke.
You're gonna have to get a license or a written consent for that.
Whereas, you know, like one of those dumb things they make you do,
yeah.
Right?
Like, go get
or
a
like Storm deals half the damage. So instead of having to get Storm of 20, I think it's Storm of 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be doing half, then we have to talk about ass, as in the donkey. Ass Storm.
Or little girl.
Yeah.
That half the damage. I remember we played a Conspiracy, and it was like the card where it's like you add another pack.
Yeah.
And the guy picked Unhinged.
Yeah.
The guy picked Unhinged, so we had an Unset pack all around the table, so we played Conspiracy with an Unset.
That gets weird.
Yeah. Because, like, everything's so serious with the Conspiracy cards, and then the Unset comes up.
Like, what?
I had a broken ankle at the time.
Oh.
And it said to put two shoe counters on this thing. I only have one shoe because I have a cast on.
I guess it fizzles. The one time the card was meant to do what it had to do.
So we used the dice for the other one. You made an exception.
Yeah.
But I was forced to put my shoe on.
Aw. I just feel sorry for the playmat.
Well, that's fine. It was fine. You just put the shoe upside down.
Oh, okay, got
right?
it. Yeah, that would work.
Because the dirty side's not sitting. So that was fun. I survived at half a damage.
Oh, wow.
Because they had the 1.5. I would have survived at 1, but it was more funny that I was at half a life.
Yeah.
I was truly half life.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
So, anything else?
I'm just assuming, besides that, it's just going to be, like, legendary, some lore guys. Perhaps, who knows, Urza up in there. Did Urza ever get a card? I can't remember. Yeah, I know that Mishra had one, but...
I honestly think that warped scene.
Ooh, that'd be hilarious. Everything that has an emergency van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. I think we'll get to see Emrakul again!
Yeah, Emrakul. Oh, boy. It's Emrakul to set. Things are going to get weird.
Like, Jay's Stone,
all the artifacts.
There will be a lot from that time period.
Yeah.
But I think the Power 9 might have been after.
We'll see.
But, like, it'd be really cool if they did something like, because when you talk to people,
yeah.
They go, isn't there a card that's, like, $30,000. Yeah. They could print that because that's very iconic because people think about it. They won't, but
just in like 1,000 boxes.
Yeah.
It's going to make
But it is a very iconic card very that iconic. Even people who don't play know about.
Yeah. Like, I know my family members discuss it. My dad even showed me a video of this guy opening a Black Lotus, one of those L4 beta packs.
Yeah.
It's like, gee, Dad, you're really in rhythm with my hobby.
Please don't prank boys again. I'm begging you. Please don't do it. I know it's iconic, but please don't do it. Classic. Which, I guess if they prank boys again, that means there's four versions?
Yeah.
There's already four.
There's
Modern Masters 1, Metro. 2, 3.
Yeah.
That was weird. My computer screen just did that thing. You saw that, did you?
Yeah, just
we're like, it minimized my browser, showed me Audacity, and
the
then...
Audacity.
I got Audacity of my computer to do this to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's still recording. That's
good. Right, good.
I'm hoping everything's been working out.
Yeah.
It looks like the microphone has stopped working.
Who knows? If it did, then we'll hear it.
If it did, I'm sorry. The audio is going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crappy laptop audio. I know we upgraded our audio. Meh. What do you do?
So, anything else you want to discuss?
Not really. You?
The only thing I can think of is the modern scene right now. It's looking, as per usual, kind of balanced. Usually, I love it when people always say that, oh, modern's like the same old thing, but it's the same old thing, but just a little bit different. So far, Angor's at 40.
Isn't that half the standard?
Yeah, well, true, but...
It's like, a bit more there was that line between whether it was... sorry. There was the line between whether it was vehicles...
Yeah,
or
zombies.
No, not zombies.
Oh.
Vehicle or...
Top Cat?
No.
No, Marvel?
What's that guy called the X-Cost? That's where you remove the counters
to
think.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
Yeah, it was like Mardu Ballista or Mardu Vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
The only difference is that they were missing two vehicles. It was like they had four instead of six.
Yeah. Ooh, exciting.
I know. That was some exciting stuff to see what deck was slightly different than the other.
Wow. Yeah, so far, Modern's looking as healthy as always. It's ever since it's been taken off the Pro Tour, it's been surprisingly.
That's because nobody's playing.
Yeah. Well, no, there's being played.
Like, people are playing it, but you know what I mean? Like, there's
no pros
real competitiveness to it as much. Like, there's obviously the GPs that have it, but nobody's, like, trying to figure out what the best modern because the pros are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Do we actually have any places in Canada that you host GP style events for modern? Like, I'm thinking face-to-face for
modern.
Like, you know how there's SSG with their own, and, no? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the only thing that's, like, bad about it being off the circuit now is that we don't really have those events.
Not off the circuit? No, there's modern,
Oh, there is? Okay.
There's modern GPs, but there's no modern Pro Tour.
Oh, right.
Pro Tour is a selling tactic.
Yeah, I know.
It is to sell us the new set, which modern does do.
Yeah.
Modern might sell us one card.
But you know what does sell me a set is those slideshows during the Pro Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
you know what really makes me want to buy Ultra Pro products?
What?
Those ads.
Yeah, amazing.
The only place you can get Magic Art on your product.
Yeah.
Oh, I just gotta go get those sleeves because I know they will never rip. Never.
Well, the Eclipses are apparently doing good, so maybe they can try and...
Yeah, except for Mo can't get any in.
Yeah.
I think I ordered, like, because I saw the professor's video on that, and... I ordered, like, one of every color off Mo.
Yeah.
And then I'm bugging him. I'm like, have they come in yet? He's like, they're out of stock everywhere.
Yeah. It's going to take a while.
The professor put out that video, and then everybody wanted them.
I'm still skeptical, just because of the pro. I'm going to stick to my Dragon Sleeves. I want to switch out my entire...
But when I get them, we can take your Dragon Sleeve...
Yeah.
And my Eclipse, and we'll test them and see which one's better.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have a feeling this is just what Ultra Pro's going to do.
Yeah.
There's such a high demand for them now that they're going to try to make them as quick as possible, and quality is going to go down, and then everybody's going to get upset.
Yeah.
Because they'll care more about making a quality product, where I'm sure 90% of Magic players care less about how quickly it shows up, just that it shows up with its quality. And I can stop using my profits out of the black back.
Yeah.
Because I hate doing that. Because when you flip the card,
you have to.
For the flip card, you have to, like, really look at it because it's, like, slightly see-through.
Yeah.
It hurts your eyes.
Don't play flip cards.
So good and done.
Yeah, pretty good. You did get me last time.
Yeah. So stop trying to tell me to stop playing cards. I beat you.
Damn. Tactic didn't work. I think that's all we got to discuss.
Yay!
Yeah, so.
Alright. Well, it's been fun. As always, we're brought to you by MoesMagic.com. A great place to buy all of your magic product. Please go to MoesMagic.com and check out what he's got in stock there. And yeah, if you're in the Orangeville, Ontario area, and
might as well stop by
and check out the store. Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff that you will not find anywhere else, because he's been at this for quite a while.
Yeah, I think he still has Modern Masters 1 there.
But even better, yeah, he has all those old boxes.
I don't know what... He doesn't have Alpha and Beta.
Yeah, of course not. He doesn't have He doesn't have Portals.
Portal Through Kingdom was a very small first run.
Yeah. But in general, he does have some really old...
I know he has Onslaught.
Yeah, that might be just...
No. I don't know, because he's on an order of set release.
Does he?
He has it alphabetical on this.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know, maybe for the next couple podcasts, we'll see what
We'll check how early it is, and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. But if you're in the area, you should might as well just go in and look for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so that's been the show. I'm Snick.
And I'm the Great Stomp.
And we'll talk to you guys next time. Red Sox, Blue Rocks.